Entrepreneur, venture capitalist, tech guy, educator, writer, lecturer, and your article on Inc.com today is titled How to Talk to Your Employees About Trump. And it's very evident that you have decided to share your strong views.
Well, look, I wished that they would have said how to talk to your employees and kids, because it's a business magazine, and I get that, you know, it should be mostly about business, but I think it's an even tougher conversation to talk with your kids who you're trying to teach, you know, some basic lessons about life and leadership and how do you treat other people. And then you have this, you know, horrendous lying clown who is our president for like 3 more years. And honestly, I don't even know what to say. I mean, I don't know how you explain the things he does or says. And I think that, frankly, I think it's only going to get worse. I mean, I think that, you know, I think I told you 3 shows ago, I wasn't crazy about JB and Brandon raising their head and making Chicago like a focal point for all this guy's lunacy. But lo and behold, we're there now. I think tonight is when, in Broadview, they're supposed to remove the fence. The federal
judge by midnight
said that. And, you know, honestly, if they don't, we'll have one of these first confrontations where, you know, Trump has decided to tell his people that they don't have to listen to the courts. And then I think we're there. I mean, and then I think I don't know what's left. So it's very hard. It's hard to tell your kids to work hard and to treat people respectfully. And, you know, in the business sense, I think that people, you know, want to believe that you're out for not just your own interests, but that you're putting them at least alongside you as you aspire to whatever you're trying to build. And this guy has never taken blame for anything. He's never, you know, frankly, laughed or told a joke. I mean, it's just frightening that this is where we've come to in terms of our leadership.
And, right. You know, you talk about it as a business person and an entrepreneur and a venture capitalist, that, you know, how to talk to your employees about him. But what about employees, you know, finding themselves in the crosshairs of employers because they might have publicly posted something on their Facebook, not the opinion of their manager or the company they work for, or maybe their manager or their employer is in direct opposition of what they believe?
It seems to go both ways. The first order of business, I think, these days is to, in every company, to say, leave the politics at home. There's no right answer. There's no simple answer. There's no way to deal with it. And to get between people is the worst thing you can do. But I thought where you were going when you were talking about employers and employees, I think a lot of businesses are starting to see the impact of having employees who are afraid to come to work, you know, whose kids are afraid to go to school. I mean, this is insane, you know, that this is the kind of country we have right now where businesses are impacted, cities are impacted. You know, Trump just lied about the restaurants in Washington. My kids live in Washington in that area, and they say that the restaurants are dying, that people just don't have the slightest interest in going out and confronting these ICE people and these other lunatics that are running around with masks, no badges, no identification, and just grabbing people off the streets.
That's frightening to me. I grew up in a world where, you know, the law enforcement officers were there to protect and serve. They were there to create goodwill in their communities, and they always were identified by a badge number and a name. And thank God people are videotaping. John was talking about that on a show, like, why are you protesting? Why are you videotaping? You're documenting what is happening. And I think there is importance to do that as long as you do it respectfully. And if they ask you to back up, you back up.
I think the problem is you can be as respectful as you want to be, but when these guys reach out and unprovoked, you know, squirt you with tear gas or, you know, pellets and things like that, I mean, they are, you know, they're looking for a fight. I mean, these are not trained law enforcement people. These are clowns who are gun happy lunatics that they have recruited. You know, if they talk about arresting the worst of the worst, I mean, these are the absolute dregs that they got. And judges have already ruled that they can't wear masks. the city now has a ruling, I think, about that. And they're still running around, you know, completely masked and unwilling to sort of be responsible for what they're doing. And then, you know, their vans now no longer have license plates, and they are just driving people off to who knows where. And, you know, a day later, you'll get a call from somebody who was abducted and they were taken to, you know, Peoria or something. And of course, there's no charges filed because they have no basis for what they're doing. But that doesn't seem to have stopped them.
And you're a lawyer, Howard. So the restaurants in Chicago now that are putting up signs refusing to serve ICE agents, can they do that? If you have a business, diner?
I think that you probably can't do that. I don't think you get to say that any class, as a class, that you're refusing service to them. On the other hand, you know, Trump, you know, or the lawyers around Trump, I don't think Trump even knows what day it is. But one of the things they did about the free speech thing, if you watched his craziness about flag burning is now punishable, you know, they sidestepped the First Amendment by saying, well, we're not punishing anything under the First Amendment. But when you burn a flag, you create, sort of a crisis environment and you piss off people on both sides. And it's that agitation that we're preventing. Now, the restaurant thing, I suspect that the restaurants ought to add a line or two in their defense saying, we don't want to disrupt our clientele. We don't want to have scenes in our restaurant. And for that reason, we don't want to have guns brought in or mask personnel or people wearing, you know, vests and army equipment. And then they're not dealing with saying we're picking on this whole class of people. They're saying that what they're dealing with is disruption of their customers' experience and things like that. They may have to come to that, because that's exactly how, you know, that's the latest lie of Trump, you know, that we're not doing this. I mean, today Mike Johnson said this lying pig.
Howard, you're going all in today.
Today he said that they're not releasing the Epstein files because they want to protect the names and identities of the victims. The victims. This is such a complete lie when like 30 or 40 of these women have already come out and said, you know, we demand that you release this stuff. And the joke is that it's not, you know, it would take 5 seconds to cross out the victims' names. The issue is he's protecting Trump and all the guys. You know, they say, he said today he feels bad for all the people that were trafficked to Epstein's Island. Yeah. And, you know, he said hundreds and maybe thousands. And, you know, none of these media people are even smart enough to ask him, well, why were they trafficked there? You know, was it Epstein, you know, dealing with 100 women a day or something? Or might there not have been a few other people on those islands that we would like to know what they were doing? And these were actually the people that were victimizing these women. So I don't know. I mean, I think we're getting to the point where it's not even worth the mental angst and the time to listen to the stories that they spin, because they get up there, you know, this latest thing with George Stephanopoulos about.
I got it. We're up against news time, Howard.
All right.
I know what you're talking about. I appreciate you joining us today.
All right. Thanks. Talk to you soon.
The article is on Inc.com. That is Howard Tolman. Of course, those are his opinions, and he joins us every Tuesday at this time.